My name is John Erling. Reuben, if you'll state your full name, your age, and your date of birth, please.
Reuben Gant, age 58, born April 12, 1952.
Tell us where we're recording this interview.
We're in what's left of the Greenwood Business District in Tulsa. We're at the corner of Greenwood and Archer.
This area was once known as the Black Wall Street, where we are right now, right?
Correct.
Where were you born?
I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she grew up?
My mother's name is Amelia Marie Gant. She actually was born in Gans, Oklahoma, and moved to Tulsa in the 1920s.
Your father's name?
Father's name is actually unknown. Don't know who my dad is. Never met my dad, never saw him. Grew up in a single-parent home until, about the age of six, maybe. My mom married, and so I had a stepdad.
And often wondered about who your real father was?
No, not really. It really never entered my mind until I was older, after college.
Your stepfather's name?
Ira Brooks.
And so he became your dad?
Correct.
Your brothers or sisters?
I have seven brothers and sisters, all older. I'm the youngest of eight. Three girls, five boys.
Where did you live, your first home that you remember?
It was North Tulsa, 2833 North Trent.
You went to elementary school from that home?
I did.
And what school did you go to?
Ralph Bunch Elementary School.
Did you show a sports ability then in the early elementary grades?
No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't get involved with sports until sixth grade. I got introduced to football through the Red Shield Boys Club on North Harvard.
Red Shield, that would be Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, right.
Somehow you went there one day?
Well, I was a nerd, actually.
A nerd?
My friends were participating in football and asked me to go out for the team with them. And they asked my mom, and I asked my mom, and she gave her a blessing, and that's how I got involved in football.
You're tall now. You were 6'4".
Correct.
Were you always tall then as a youngster?
Always. Always tallest in my class.
And playing football, they placed you at tight end immediately, right?
No. I actually started out as a running back.
Okay.
I was a running back in junior high school, 7th to the 9th grade.
And what school was that?
Anderson Junior High School, Marian Anderson Junior High School.
Do you have any memories of classmates?
Well, what was interesting, most of the kids that I went to school with from elementary school all the way through high school. We pretty much stuck together from elementary school all the way through high school.
Curious, are any of them still a friend of yours?
Sure, a few of them. One name in particular, a guy named Roger Wilson. We grew up in the same neighborhood, blocks from each other. We went to school from elementary school all the way through high school together.
Then through junior high, you were already making a statement probably in sports and football.
I was pretty good, I guess you would say. It was my first exposure to recruiting. In middle school, I was recruited, actually, to attend various schools in the Tulsa metro area and also in some rural towns.
That was probably unusual at that level.
I thought it was, but I came to find out it's pretty much commonplace after a while.
Ultimately, you went to what high school?
I went to Booker T. Washington High School.
Did they recruit you?
No. Actually, I had two stops before going to Booker T. Washington High School. I received a scholarship to attend Casha Hall. I went to Casha Hall for one day.
There's a story there. Why one day?
Well, the environment just wasn't conducive to me, I don't think, excelling. I wouldn't have been happy there because I would have been in a school surrounded by students that none looked like me. I would have been the only black in an all-white prep school, and I just didn't feel comfortable.
But they recruited you?
They did. It's a private school. I received a scholarship. I then, for 2 months during the summer, went to Holland Hall. because my mom wanted the best education she could get for me. Turning down an opportunity to go to prestigious schools was not going to happen in my household. And so if it were not Cashel Hall, it was going to be Holland Hall. So I went to Holland Hall for 2 months.
So then at the end of the first day at Cashel Hall, your mother must have been deeply disappointed.
She was, but we had an alternative, which was Holland Hall, where I would have been the only black at Cashel Hall. At Holland Hall, I actually went to Holland Hall with a friend named John Winesbury. Both of us received scholarship offers from Holland Hall. We were classmates in middle school. His mom wanted the best education possible for him, and so we both went to Holland Hall for 2 months.
So that was in 1967 then, the summer of 67, that you went to Holland Hall
right. In
the summertime.
I actually went in the summer preparing for the fall. It was part of, I guess, orientation, if you will, for incoming students. It was perceived that it would be a good idea for me to get acclimated to the school by going to summer school. So that's what we did.
How did it feel? You did have a friend, so how overall did it feel?
It felt okay, but still, we weren't happy there. So we kind of plotted to get kicked out of school, basically. We stopped doing classwork and stopped doing homework. Would turn in blank pieces of paper for homework and blank pieces of paper for testing. Finally got an audience with the headmaster and was point blank asked if we wanted to be there, and we said no. So the headmaster said, well, you know, we don't want you here if you don't want to be here. We want you to be where you're happy. So we went home and told our parents. Another moment of disappointment, but me and communicated to them we wanted to go to Washington High School. So it became, okay, if you're going to do that, you have to get a summer job, buy your own school clothes, and we'll go from there. And that's what we did.
As you review that now as an adult, you certainly understand, and probably if you were to do it again, probably would have done it again.
I'd do the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. I would do the same thing. I just did not feel like I would reach my fullest potential in an environment that didn't encourage me to do that from a social perspective.
Did you feel racial tension there?
No, I didn't. And at the time, our decision not to go there wasn't racially motivated. Our decision not to go was what we felt like would be in the best interest of us socially. Being in an environment that we're comfortable with, we felt like we could excel because both of us were good students.
You excelled when it came to the academic side
right. Anyway,
right. So that was not an issue at all.
No. Right. We were confident in ourselves as youngsters, students, that we could compete with anybody as far as academics were concerned. The athletic part of it, the sports part of it, was not really a consideration.
It was the social part.
It was the social part.
So this is a good teaching moment here. You certainly understand, even in today, in 2010, when blacks find themselves in the vast, vast minority, that does become an issue, doesn't it?
It does. But, you know, I think John and I, we kind of grew up in a different home environment. John's parents were both professionals, but they had an attitude of not drawing a line in the sand when it came to color. My mom was pretty liberal in her thinking. We were poor, of course. She worked for a South Tulsa family as a housekeeper and probably earned all of $33 a week. But growing up poor, I don't ever remember being unhappy. And that's the good thing about that.
So then when you went to Booker T, you had to work.
Right. And that didn't put any fear in us at all. I mean, we expected that. In order to stay where we were, we knew we had to excel in the classroom. Sports was an aside. It was something that our parents really weren't interested in. As long as we did well in the classroom, then whatever sports we wanted to participate in was our business.
So then as you attended Booker T, when you walked in, it just felt good. You just knew you were home.
It felt good because we were surrounded by familiar faces and more people that looked like us, people that understood us from a cultural perspective. It just felt right.
When you went to Booker T. Washington, it was all black because we still were in segregated schools.
That's correct.
Here in Oklahoma and in Tulsa.
That's correct.
Did you feel any pressure? Boy, we've got to excel here because we've already been to two other schools.
No, we didn't feel any pressure at all. Probably one of the reasons why it didn't concern us was Carver Junior High and Anderson Junior High were feeder schools for Booker T. Then the athletics in middle school were run by parents. The Tulsa Junior Athletic Association, made up of all parents. For 3 years running, Anderson and Carver football teams only lost one game a year, and it was to each other. So we knew going into high school, talent from these two teams being combined on one team, that we should be a pretty good team.
So in your freshman year, athletically, what kind of an impact did you make on the team?
I started every year of high school.
And the position was?
It was tight end my freshman year. My junior year, it was fullback. And my senior year, it was fullback and tight end.